This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A snowstorm is headed our way. New Englanders are preparing for what could be the first significant snowstorm of the season. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sharon.
So tell us, when will this storm move into the Boston area?
Okay, so it's going to start rather slowly. As a matter of fact, I think during the day today, many folks will see a few flurries, maybe even a period of light snow. Not to panic, however, the real heaviest of the storm will not arrive until well after dark. We're talking after 8 or 9 o'clock this evening. So there could be a coating up to an inch of snow by 5 o'clock, but really most of the accumulating snow comes later on tonight.
And that's when we get to panic.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to panic on this one. It's not going to be a blockbuster, crippling snowstorm. Good news is it is happening on a weekend. I'm calling it a well-timed storm. Most of the snow is going to fall after the malls close, and most of it will be done before they open up. So that's the good news for the weekend. And it does look like we will have several inches of snow in the Boston area, more towards the north and the west, a very typical situation for a December storm when the water is still fairly warm in the Atlantic. That warm air off the water is going to come in and change the snow to rain across Cape Cod, the islands moving up through Falmouth, eventually getting to Plymouth and up towards Cohasset and Scituate, and finally making it all the way to Boston tomorrow morning.
So what sort of snow totals more specifically do you think you'll be seeing for Boston and the surrounding areas?
So in the Boston area, we're going to go 4 to 8 inches, and you might think that's a wide range, but it's really going to depend on exactly where you are. For example, Logan Airport may come in with 4 or 5 inches, but as soon as you get, say, to the Back Bay and a little bit further towards the west in Brighton, you may be at 6 or 7. As you head south towards Quincy, we're in that 4 or 5 inch range. Up towards the North Shore, Rockport, Gloucester, you're also on the lower range. But you get inland west of 128, 6, 8, building up towards a foot of snow, up towards Concord, Chelmsford, Dracut, Nashua, in southern portions of New Hampshire. So it's really going to start to build the further north and west you go from the city.
And fairly precisely, when do you anticipate the snow mixing with or changing to rain?
So it looks like in the Boston area, I'm going to figure it's going to start to mix between about 4 and 6 a.m., and that's towards the end after a lot of the snow has already fallen. Down towards Cape Cod and the islands, they'll start mixing between 2 and 4 a.m., and they'll get quite a bit of rain after a little bit of snow, much of which will turn over to slush.
So what sort of concerns might there be about coastal flooding with this storm?
Well, we don't really have any concerns with coastal flooding. There's a coastal flood advisory for portions of Martha's Vineyard as well as Nantucket, but it's just an advisory. We're not looking at any warnings, so this is not going to be a particularly high tide or a lot of wind, so that's the good news. I also don't expect any power outages with this storm because the snow is going to be very light and fluffy for most of it. So we're calling it a well-behaved first snowstorm, kind of a first entry into winter.
So light and fluffy snow, but then you say it's going to, there's some rain going to mix in, so maybe that increases the snowball capacity?
That's a great point. Also, because the rain's going to mix in, especially the Boston area south, places like Canton and Braintree and Abington, you'll all change over to a little bit of rain. The fluffy snow will become heavy, so you'll also want to clean it up very early tomorrow morning. When you get up, temperatures will be above freezing across much of the region, but then during the day, we're actually going to go the other way, so we're below freezing by dark. So clean up any slush, because then it's going to refreeze rock solid Sunday night into Monday morning.
Oh, so this is not one of the times that after it snows, you can sort of look the other way and say, I'll just let it melt.
I would not say let it melt because it's going to be quite cold here on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I finally see us breaking out of this very cold pattern, at least temporarily, towards the end of the work week.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Great to speak with you.
David Epstein is WBUR's meteorologist.